Now we have a very special guest. We have Doris Murphy.
Hello, how are you?
Welcome. Doris is a current MA student in Women's Studies in UCC. She is a trained speech and language therapist and was very involved in Repeal the 8th campaign.
Mm-hmm.
We're here today to talk about the Women Producing Media Symposium. It's on March 22nd, 3 to 5 at O'Rahilly Building 212. Is that correct?
That is all correct. Very well done. Yeah,
perfect. So, tell me, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
How was
slightly,
your morning?
Slightly congested, actually, but other than that, so excuse me if I cough.
Oh, no problem at all. Tell me about how the symposium came together.
Okay, so Katrina Stovold is my co-organiser. So it's her brainchild, basically. So Katrina is studying for a PhD at the moment in Maynooth University, but she's based in Cork. So she comes to a lot of our women's studies classes and she's involved in our group. Mm. And basically it's her idea. So she got in touch with Dr. Chiara Bonfiglioli, who is the coordinator of the Women's Studies Masters. Mm. And Chiara suggested that maybe we could host it in UCC, seeing as Katrina's based here and there's a lot of good things happening. And our Women's Studies course is just really, it's full of very passionate feminists and that. And so we said we'd love to help out. So basically I offered to help organise because I organised a lot of events during Repeal the 8th. I was the co-founder of Pro Choice Wexford, because I was based in Wexford at the time.
Wow.
So yeah, so myself and Katrina said we'd join forces, and so her background is more in the media side of things and then my background is just being a good old feminist organizer, so we're a mighty team together.
Yeah. Tell me a bit about Pro-Choice Wexford.
Pro-Choice Wexford. Oh, it was just one of the loveliest organisations one could ever hope to be part of. It's great fun. So we were based, basically I was living there and the Repeal campaign was kicking off in earnest, and say like, well, for me, kind of 2015, 2016 was when I was getting really involved and interested, and there wasn't any organisation yet in Wexford, so I thought, sure, I may as well start one.
Yeah.
So recruited my housemate Rena and a friend Shane, and then between us we kicked it off, and yeah, so I was a co-convener with Rena until I moved back here in September, basically.
Yeah.
So it was great, it was very, very positive. We ended up being like, we were part of the abortion rights campaign and the Coalition to Repeal the 8th, and then we were parted together for Yes, etc. So yeah, so we had a lovely, lovely bunch, and I got lots of great experience and ended up changing my whole career path. So that's interesting.
That's incredible.
Yeah, I was working full time as a speech and language therapist and then kind of discovered how many amazing feminists there were in Ireland.
Yeah.
And that people could kind of study it. I never even realised basically that women's studies existed. So yeah, I said I'd give it a go, and I'm from Cork, so I was delighted to be able to come back, and the course is gorgeous here. So yeah, highly recommended if somebody's looking for a master's to do.
Oh, absolutely. Well, congratulations on the everything you've done in Wexford.
Thank you.
So how long have you and Katrina been working on the symposium?
So Katrina had been thinking about it basically since kind of September, October. Like, she had been planning to run this event. And so I got involved with her at the end of November. And we've been working on it ever since. So we had originally thought about having it in January and then decided there was actually quite a lot of work to do for it. So we pushed it back to March. And yeah, so we've been meeting ever since and just doing bits and pieces. So Katrina organized most of the actual guests who are going to be speaking, our participants, and I've been involved in a lot of just the the legwork, basically. The nitty gritty, some of the bits and pieces.
Chairs,
exactly. Yeah, and so we've been working through a lot of our connections. So we knew people, maybe through Katrina knew a few of the people through her previous work. She did a master's in media and film here, so she knew some of the participants. And then, say, Shabhangi, one of our participants, was very involved with Repeal. So she was my Twitter pal through that.
Yeah.
So I was able to get onto her and we worked it that kind of way. And again, like, say, even my friend Owen works in the AV department in UCC and he's been super helpful about kind of organising that and our microphones and again, all that kind of technical nitty gritty stuff that would not be my area. So I'm like, woohoo, I'll just facilitate you to all do great work. So that's what's happening at the moment.
Oh, that's fantastic. How receptive were UCC to the idea of having this symposium on campus?
Very much so, actually, yeah. It was actually Kiara's idea to have it here, which was lovely. She's very supportive. Now, unfortunately, Women's Studies doesn't even have its own department, actually, within UCC. So it's very tricky to get funding, things like that. So basically, there is no funding for this whole symposium. So our speakers, who are incredible international speakers, are doing this out of the goodness of their own hearts, which is really great, but also it kind of is a pain because we're trying to talk about how incredible they are and how all of these women in media should be supported, and we literally are asking them to do it for nothing, which is it's upsetting, basically, especially when we're doing it from the from UCC. Like, there's obviously funding to be had for lots of different events, so it'd be great if we run it again, if we show them what a great job we're going to do, we can maybe get funding the next time.
Is the idea to do it as an annual thing, or every 2 years?
We'd like to have it as a recurring event, I suppose. We're going to see what the kind of interest level is. Like, we've gotten, as I say, incredible speakers this time, and there's been a lot of interest online, so hopefully that'll turn out that there'll be a lot of people there. We've a good, I think we've more than half of the event spaces are already booked, so hopefully
that's great.
Hopefully it'll be a sellout for our free event. But yeah, so we're hoping to do it again, and possibly even kind of work internationally if that could be worked out, because say one of our speakers, Professor Brenda Murphy, she's a professor in gender studies in Malta, and again we've got people who have links in lots of different places, so it'd be amazing if we could do that. And again, we had so many people who were interested in participating, and we have decided that we're going to have it as a round table discussion, so we decided 5 participants was enough, because otherwise
otherwise you drown people out.
That's it, and people wouldn't get a chance to actually say their bit. So we've people on a list already that we'd like to have next time, so
No, that's fantastic. So run me through who's speaking.
Okay, so we have Brenda Romero, who is a game designer, and she's a Fulbright scholar. So she's American. She teaches in UL. She's the coordinator of their master's in, I think, game design. And she's a BAFTA award-winning game designer. She's been working in the games industry since 1981. She's pretty incredible, has a lot of lifetime achievement awards and things like that. And I'm not a gamer, but apparently she's a very big deal in the game world. People have been saying, how did you get Brenda Romero? And luckily herself and Katrina had met along the way, and so she agreed to come, which is very exciting. Then we have Joanna Ducapati, who is a publisher, and she's an online radio producer. So Joanna is based in Cork, and she's been really helpful as well.
We had her on the show a few weeks ago.
Super stuff, yeah. She gave us your details, etc. So she's been brilliant. She's the founder of Good Day News Cork, and she's organised a few TED Talks in Cork as well, which is pretty cool. And she also has, That's What She Said, an online radio show. So Joanna is so lovely and so inspiring and positive. She's amazing to work with. And then we have Shubhangi Karmakar. So Shubhangi is a writer, a medical researcher, and the most incredible activist and artist. So they are a medical student and most well known, I suppose, probably within the Irish scene for being Repealist on Twitter. And they set up repealist.ie, which is a site for broadening the scope and visibility of underrepresented voices in Irish platforming spheres. So I'm not sure if you saw, but on Twitter there was a lot of discussion about lists of amazing repealers who had done amazing work last year or in the years leading up to repeal, and unfortunately a lot of those lists were all white women, all abled women, etc., very non-diverse. So Shubhangi basically had a bit of a scathing take on that whole thing, absolutely correctly. And then, to be fair, I think it was Irish Tatler had the list, so they did try to right their wrong by actually they got Shubhangi to actually write an article about all the people that she felt had been left out. Now I know you could never possibly
undo a wrong like that.
But I suppose they put their hands up and said that it was a wrong. So at least that's something.
I believe there was also an issue with something to do with Trinity or UCD, I think they were having a talk.
On diversity.
Yes, on with all the men, male.
Yeah, and all white people.
I believe that was one of the big issues, especially with the newspaper, because with student media.
Yeah.
I think there was an issue with them using Shepangi. Tweets without our permission. Which unfortunately the University Times has become renowned for at this stage. They've done it to me.
Oh no.
They've done it to Luca. It's grand. They haven't done anything negative to me.
Yeah.
But I know recently, the other day, they were found to have recorded one of their students' apartments.
Oh wow.
And then they found the bug, and now they're getting the university involved because they want to sue the guy who has the bug rather than the guy who was bugged suing them.
Oh my goodness.
So they're in the middle of mayhem anyway.
Wow. Okay, so they're dodgy from start to finish. Interesting. Yeah, no, I know there was a lot of there's been a lot of discussion on Twitter recently about diversity and inclusion and things like whitewashing of campaigns, and like I know just some of the most incredible people that we were working with throughout Repeal were people of all backgrounds, people of colour, migrants, lots and lots of different people. Like Disabled Women Ireland were incredible at the time, they were saying. Disabled Women for Choice, now they've become Disabled Women Ireland. They're incredible. Alana Murray, we'd been hoping to actually have speaking as well, but Alana had another commitment on Friday. Basically, Shepangi is going to be speaking, and I can't wait because we've been Twitter pals for a long time, but I haven't actually met them yet, so it's going to be great now.
No, that'll be fantastic.
Yeah, catch up.
And then, of course, we have Professor Brenda Murphy.
Yeah, so Professor Brenda Murphy.
Sorry,
yeah,
my apologies.
Right. So Professor Brenda Murphy is, she's a force to be reckoned with. She's brilliant. So she lives in Malta. She set up the gender studies department there. And she's been like director of an Institute for Design and Development of Thinking, senior lecturer with Department of Communication Studies. She is on a sabbatical this year, which has just worked out brilliantly for us because she's done a few lectures now at this stage in UCC. And she's going to be participating in our talk, which we're very excited about. Her area is kind of around gendered places and spaces. She does her research in that. She gave a fascinating lecture a few weeks ago about gender and advertising.
Yeah.
And oh my goodness, like I know that we all know that advertising is gendered, but you're like, you can't look at a poster now without thinking, what were they thinking? Yeah. It's so incredibly offensive, a lot of the stuff, but so that's Brenda. She is a very entertaining talker and just really, really well versed in the whole area, so she's super. And then we have Dr. Sarah Arnold. So Sarah is actually one of Katrina's PhD supervisors.
Oh,
so it's great that we're going to get to link in with her. And so she's a lecturer in media at Maynooth, and she contributes to the Irish Independent, RTE Brainstorm, and she's preparing a book, Television Technology and Gender, New Platforms and New Audiences. And she's written a few other books as well. So she's, again, very experienced within the area of media. So all of our fabulous women are going to bring a whole different kind of viewpoint to it, so we're looking forward to the conversations.
I know, absolutely, it sounds fantastic.
Thank you.
I'm really looking forward to it. Before coming on air, we were speaking briefly about UCC's stances on ISL interpreters. You had an issue getting one for your symposium, I believe.
Our issue was, so basically we'd been hoping to have this as the most accessible and inclusive sort of event that we could have. So we'd been kind of going through all the different areas that we needed to make sure, like as regards for anybody with a mobility impairment or a wheelchair user, somebody with a visual impairment, etc. We'd been working through kind of trying to make sure that our event was basically totally accessible. And it turns out we'd been hoping to get an ISL interpreter, so Irish Sign Language, if somebody doesn't know. And so Irish Sign Language is an official Irish language. But unfortunately, UCC will only fund an ISL interpreter if somebody who is deaf or hard of hearing requests one, so it has to be for one particular individual. So because we didn't know in particular who is actually going to come to this event, we couldn't say for definite whether somebody who's deaf or hard of hearing will be there, they wouldn't fund it. So the Disability Support Service they basically deal with individual students rather than
people on a whole.
On a whole, yeah, exactly. So that was a bit of a shame. So we were talking to a few different ISL interpreters. Now, they were saying it's a whole bigger problem, really, in that there aren't even that many trained interpreters in Ireland. So that's kind of a bigger level issue, because if we, say, had an interpreter who it turned out wasn't needed there and then, it might be taking one away from, say, a hospital where they're needed, or, you know, a Garda station, that kind of thing. So basically we need more ISL interpreters in general, and then it'd be incredible if there was something like where you're running an event with more than 20 people or more than 30 people, that maybe an ISL interpreter as standard would be
incredible.
So that the onus isn't on the person with the disability to request and whatever, because it's not really true accessibility if you have to ask for it, is what we think. So so we're trying our best, but anyway, so we're also going to record it, so hopefully then our plan is to transcribe it all. I can't even think about that amount of typing, but we're going to transcribe it all so that it's going to be available on YouTube, like with subtitles at some stage when we get that typed, but that's all part of it. So again, trying our best anyway to be as accessible and inclusive as possible.
Absolutely. Obviously it's a very difficult position for you, it's a very difficult position for the interpreters themselves, because there's so little of them, as you said, they're kind of being pulled and dragged around a place like pieces on a chessboard.
And that's it. And like they need to be paid, like
exactly,
it's their job. So I mean, we don't have the money to individually pay for it ourselves. And UCC, as we say, would only do it if somebody requested it. And so it's all kind of tough. A tricky situation. But anyway,
maybe it's something worth considering for UCC in the future.
Exactly. Yeah. It's just kind of highlighting a gap, I suppose, which is always good.
I know, absolutely. How important do you think this symposium is for women in UCC who may have an interest in going into media, considering that there's no journalism course? I think there's only one media related course in UCC itself.
Okay, yeah, so I suppose it's going to be a really great opportunity just to actually meet women who are at the forefront of it, that are actually working in the area, and a chance to learn from these women, and also obviously to network with them, because UCC does have a film and screen media course, and there's digital arts and humanities and some computer courses that could lead to positions within animation, visual effects, game design, but as you say, like, there isn't, and to the best of my knowledge, any journalism course, say. But basically, it's just important because there's a lot more discussion about how women appear in media rather than how women create media. And so we just need to address the issues of representation as affected by the type of people who tell the stories. So it's just a really great opportunity, I think. Even when I got involved in this, I was like, okay, women making media, cool. What kind of women do we need? is it journalists? Is that what we're looking for? And like, again, because my background isn't at all in media. So that idea that there's so much going on, that like game producers, that, you know, obviously film producers you'd hear about, but again, that a lot of the time we only ever really hear about the women who are in front of the screen, or perhaps authors, like female authors would get a good bit of media, again, probably not as much ever as male authors, but so it's just, I suppose, to even kind of see the breadth of positions that are available out there, and kind of the different maybe backgrounds that people have that lead them towards media, that it doesn't necessarily have to be a straight degree there and then in media, that there are a lot of different avenues to go down, and different areas that you might have strengths in that you didn't realise. And so I suppose as well, just that these women are all fierce, powerful women that are just, they're inspirational even to just listen to for 5 minutes, so a full 2-hour event of them like brainstorming together about making it, the whole environment, better for women is just so exciting, basically.
No, absolutely. So tell me, where can people pick up tickets?
So we have a page on Eventbrite, and basically it's a free event, but we're just hoping that people will register first, just so that we can have a general idea of numbers. So if you go onto Eventbrite, and basically, like, I just googled it there to make sure I could get it, it was like Eventbrite women producing media, and the event comes up straight away. So yeah, it's on Eventbrite, you can just register there, and as I say, that's just to give us an idea of numbers, really. And you can add in if you have any accessibility issues, and that's that we can help you as much as we can, and just you can register there. It's on this Friday coming from 3 until 5 in the Orb, so O'Rahilly Building, room 212. And I'm going to have to try not to sing the 212 every single time that I read that out. And just the more the merrier. And then if you can't make it, we are on Twitter, and we're at, so it's at Women Producing. Mm-hmm. And so I'm going to be live tweeting because Katrina is going to be emceeing. So between us, we're going to be trying to cover as much as we can with it. As I say, we are hoping to film it and that we'll have a fully subtitled video, but that might take some time. So for now, we're going to be live tweeting. And as well, if people have questions, feel free to send them onto the page because I'll be kind of monitoring those. And for our questions and answer session, we'll be able to put them to people, because I know there are a lot of people who maybe with work and that aren't able to make it. So we're hoping just that we can spread these women's message as far as possible, because they're all pretty inspirational.
No, absolutely. Doris, thank you very much for coming in.
No problem at all.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you everyone for listening. This has been the UCC Journalism Society Radio Show. My name is Caelan Coffey and it has been an absolute pleasure. Have a great day.